The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, James and Betty, along with Dr. Don Colbert, Sheila Walsh, and Robert Morris, encourage us to take care of our body, soul, and spirit.
We don't look at our physical health as that important to our spiritual health, and I think they go together. If I'm not physically feeling good, I don't feel like I'm spiritually at my best.
Discovering the blessings of heaven while living on earth and sharing life with others in need. Next.
Well, it's with great joy that we welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to be talking to you about the kingdom of heaven right now. And we're talking in a very particular way about heaven and health, because God does care about our health. There's no question about it. Jesus wasn't known as the great physician because that didn't matter to God. It matters to God. And we actually follow this title with the subheading, Discover the Blessings of Heaven While Living on Earth. And I have been trying to communicate something. A friend of mine who is now in heaven really made clear very effectively, Dallas Willard, when he talked about the divine conspiracy, really the plan of God, that we begin to experience heaven's blessings on earth, not just when we get to heaven. Now, in heaven, the ultimate kingdom to come, there'll be no opposition. There'll be no disease, no sickness, no tears of sorrow. Those things will be gone, and we won't be living in a valley or simply trying to climb a mountain. If we go up a mountain, it's going to be because we're going to be enjoying the new heaven and the new earth, and it will be in so many ways. I think that you have discovered that when you have been reading about heaven, since our beautiful daughter is in that future heaven, how wonderful it is, and there's going to be the new earth ultimately. It'll be a lot like this one, all the junk. But the fact is, and this is what I think a lot of people don't grasp, we can have the blessings of heaven now in us, not just the hellishness out, but the blessing and joy of heaven's presence and the person of heavenly mindedness and heavenly being, Jesus Himself, the Holy Spirit living in us, and have the blessings of heaven. But we can also experience in so many ways, not only better health, but oftentimes supernatural health if we'll listen to God.
So many times, and Christians, oh, we want that spirit. We want to be spiritually healthy, James. We want that ultimate relationship with God, and we want to obey God, and we want to serve God with our whole heart. We want people to see Jesus in us. But we don't look at our physical health as that important to our spiritual health, and I think they go together. If I'm not physically feeling good, I don't feel like I'm spiritually at my best, because my physical body is tired and worn out, and I haven't taken care of it.
Well, I have marveled and I've admired you and our marriage, now 50 years, going on 51 soon, that you have been devoted and you try to take care of yourself, and you've been an inspiration to me. Dr. Colbert, in this series, Heaven and Health, talks about the seven pillars of health and the natural way to health for life. And he talks about how we overcome diabetes and some of these other diseases. And Robert Morris, who teaches along with Sheila Walsh in this incredible series, Robert talks about the absolute reality of divine healing. But it doesn't minimize the importance of seeking to live in divine health. So they all go together. I want you to listen to a portion of what Robert teaches, because a lot of people don't believe in miracles. Well, we do believe in miracles. And by the way, we believe in the miracle of the healing of the broken heart when you don't see the physical healing, a miracle that you either hope for or pray for. You still need the healing of the heart. And the ultimate healing, of course, comes when that person is with the Lord, perfectly healed. But miracles do occur, and we can ask God for them. Listen to Robert Morris.
So we're going to talk about physical healing and emotional healing, all right? So here's number one. Number one, physical healing. Physical healing. What does the Bible say about physical healing? Does God want us healed, or does God want us sick? Before we read the word on it, let me ask you a question. How many of you know someone right now that needs to be physically healed? Can I see your hands? Apparently, this is pretty important. That looked like 100% to me, so much like the death rate. So we need to. Apparently, this is important to all of us. So let's read what the Bible says about healing, all right? Now, I'll get to Matthew 8 in just a moment. Let me read you a few other scriptures first. Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none, notice the word none, of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now this is a time when God is not just simply saying what he does, but who he is. He's actually saying, I am Jehovah Rapha. This is one of my names. God reveals himself through his names in the Old Testament. And he says, one of my names is that I am Jehovah Rapha. That's what it is in the Hebrew. I am the Lord who heals you. Another time he says, I am Jehovah Nissi, which means your banner or the one who covers you and protects you. I am Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for you. I am Jehovah Shalom, the one who gives you peace. What God is doing when he says this is he is declaring not just what he does, but who he is. And I want you to know who he is. He is a healer. I am the Lord who heals you. And this reference is not referring spiritual healing. He is talking about sickness and disease. I'll put none of the diseases on you which I put on them, for I am the Lord who heals you. This is talking about physical healing. Exodus 23, 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Deuteronomy 7:15. The Lord will take away from you all sickness. Notice the word all again. And will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known. Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all, one version says none, forget none of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. I want you to notice what you just saw in your Bible or in the Bible. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Listen carefully. Who forgives all your iniquities. I have a question for you. Do you believe that God forgives all your iniquities?
Yes.
Then why would you not believe the second part of the verse? Why would you believe one part of the verse, the very same verse, and not forget and not believe the second part? Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
And that is a promise. Now, you could say, well, James, about a year ago, you and Betty lost a daughter to a disease. Yes, we did. And it was not lack of faith or confidence or trust. It is not something that we understand at all. And she didn't practice and have habits that contributed to it. So we don't understand that. But does that mean that God's word or God's truth is adjusted or changed to accommodate what we don't understand? Or do we realize that one of the last things she said to you when she was hurting so bad is, Mother, this has got to end. Got to end. Mm-hmm. And that she was referencing the pain and the suffering, and it did end. And it ended in an indescribably glorious fashion that we understand totally the grace of our God. But Betty, that does not lessen our confidence in God,
absolutely,
the knowledge that he heals, and to believe God for miracles, not with a passive faith that says, I believe God works miracles, but one that goes after it. Believing God to raise the dead, to do the impossible. We really do believe that. But we also do the things that we know are responsible and correct, which is why, Betty, we are trying to get people to see in the little booklet we'll send you, healing promises. Healing begins with believing God's word. Why we would send you a series with Sheila Walsh and Robert Morris and Dr. Colbert, to help you understand that there are certain things we can do to bring the blessings of heaven and health right down here into this life. And part of that is believing God for a miracle. And the other part is becoming a miracle by the way we respond to God's instructions and His wise counsel. Betty, many people are distressed with emotional upheaval, depression, high stress, emotional distress. Other people have a real serious nutritional problem, very serious. That's why a lot of people are becoming more and more interested in, say, organic foods or foods that don't have so much in them that might hurt us. Well, let's listen to a doctor and let's listen to Sheila. This is part of the Heaven and Health CD, DVD series. I promise you, this could not only change your life, save your life, but enhance your well-being in life. Listen closely and watch.
Let me just give you a couple of steps that I've found helpful. Be honest and own your shame and regret. Stuffing your feelings down into the basement of your soul is just lethal. Someone said to me, you know, your life will keep dealing with you until you're willing to deal with it. You can't just push these things and make them go away. So be honest and own it. When we admit it and confess it to Christ, then He forgives us. When we shove it into the basement, the enemy loves to pull it back up again and torment us. Number two, grieve your losses. We're such a quick fix culture. You know, we try and get over everything in a minute. I mean, now if the microwave's too slow for my son at times because he's so hungry. We just live in a culture where we want everything like this. You are not built to move through things so quickly. Allow yourself to feel the pain. Even when it seems as if the waves might consume you, they will not. Remember what Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. The word used there for trouble is the word you would use for a storm at sea. In this world, there's going to be the perfect storm, but take heart. I've overcome the world. Number three is perhaps the hardest thing to do of all. Forgive. Forgive. And some of you, I can imagine saying right now, you don't know what was done to me. I don't, that's true. But you know what I believe? As deeply as the marrow in my bones, forgiveness is God's gift to us to help us live in a world that's not fair.
Now, finally, I'd like to tell a story about a man I saw initially about 10 years ago. This man was in around 60 when I first saw him, and he had just recently had a heart attack a few years before seeing me. And he came to see me on multiple different medications. Well, back then, I just finished my book, What Would Jesus Eat? So I put him on the program, the Mediterranean Diet. I also checked his cardiovascular risk factors. Now, he was already on something for his cholesterol and something for his blood pressure, but I lowered his other risk factors, like his homocysteine, his C-reactive protein, all these other risk factors. And then I put him on an exercise program. I put him on pomegranate juice, just 2 ounces a day. And then he continued this program for years. Well, just a couple of years ago, he started developing some chest pain. So he went back to his cardiologist. He lived out of state, didn't live in Orlando, but he'd come to see me at least once or twice a year. And I just put him on this lifestyle program, on a dietary program, and again, controlled his stress, because stress can contribute to high blood pressure as well as all kinds of problems, as I discussed in my earlier teaching. Well, he went to his doctor. His doctor said, I don't know. His cardiologist said, I don't know. This could be angina, or it could be, you know, that you have some acid reflux. He says, the only way I'll know is to do a heart cath. Well, prior to it, he had a heart cath 10 years prior. It had shown a 70% blockage in one of his main coronary arteries. Well, he went ahead and had another heart cath, and the cardiologist said, he'd been a cardiologist for many years. He says, I want you to come see these heart cath films. He says, I've never seen this. He said, look at this. This was back 10 years ago. This shows a 70% blockage in this artery. Now I want you to look here. And it shows only a 30% blockage in that artery. He says, my goodness, I'm not seeing this. You see, what had happened is his arteries had literally regressed the plaque. And when you start eating the way Jesus ate, practicing the Mediterranean diet, practicing the Mediterranean lifestyle, increasing your activity, as well as clearing all of the other cardiac risk factors, literally you start to reverse plaque. Now, it's interesting that Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption or disease. If you eat the wrong foods, you're sowing seeds for disease. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now it's up to you to choose life so that you and your descendants may live.
Well, we really do have a choice. I mean, life and death. And in many ways, I think healing and health is set before us. There's no question in my mind that neglect on my part, on our part as individuals, contributes to how we feel. But I can't describe how my heart goes out to people who are overweight to the point that you know their skeletal system is being heavily laden with pressure and future problems and just the ability to get around. And there's no questioning the love that those people have for God. Just like, you know, I experience, recurring problems that I say, why won't that go away? It's not a question whether I love God. Sometimes we just find ourselves becoming trampled ground or being defeated. And we can be very disheartened by it. That's why we need to be able to talk to one another and share each other's burdens. But the fact is that if you've got an issue that is damaging your life and your well-being, to bring in all the forces of encouragement and inspiration that are presented to you, it's just common sense. And really learning something more. You and I have learned a lot about this. I'd say my battle years ago when I found out I had type 2 diabetes, we learned some things about food, and it helped us both.
We're not talking about dieting. We're talking about a healthy body that has energy to do what God's called you to do, that feels good, and knows that there's a balance there, Jane. We're not talking about starving yourself. We're not talking about looking unhealthily skinny. You know, we're talking about not only our spiritual well-being, which is so, so important, our relationship with God, but in that relationship, God wants to show us how to take care of His temple. Because, see, we belong to Him, and it's important to Him, so it should be important to us, too.
That is the reason for heaven and health, heaven's blessings discovered right now on this earth, living in health, understanding. Let Sheila help you. Let Beth Moore help. Let Dr. Colbert help you. Get these CDs, DVDs, watch them with your friends. Pass them on, share them with a study group, and then work together to experience heaven's blessings right now while living on earth. The book by Dr. Colbert will be sent to you along with the other materials. Let me tell you what we're asking you to do. We're asking you, because we don't sell product, we give you something that will help you, and we ask you to do something that will help someone else. We want you to help us prayerfully and with support build a huge food factory in India, the first food factory to feed the malnourished and the starving outside the continent of Africa. We want to build it in India where there are more malnourished children than there are on the continent of Africa. We're going to go in there with the love of God. We're going to give these children a balance to sharpen their little minds and to heal their little bodies. And we're going to see a miracle together. And so we're asking you to help us provide that center and provide a miracle. I want you to see a little boy where the first life center in India was established in his name and his honor. I want you to remember him and the missionary. But then I want you to think about all the other little ones like Santosh who need a touch of love.
The world is passing by the seemingly unnoticed young boy and his constant companion, hunger. It's a scene played out millions of times a day in a country of over 1 billion people. In the midst of this crisis and the startling numbers, there was a little boy from the slums of India who became an inspiration to many.
This is Santosh. As you can see, he's not doing very well. In fact, he's one of the most malnourished children that I've ever seen in India. This young boy right here, the first time I came in here to visit him, he was being served a plate of food. He had a little plate of rice with some dal, some lentil soup on top of it. And you can see that, you know, he's severely malnourished. But when I came in the door, he smiled and said hello, and he asked me if I would come in and share his meal with him. That's the kind of heart that this little guy has right here. He has a heart that wants to give, even of the very little bit that he has. He's a sweet boy. He's not very well right now. We're hoping to be able to feed him, nourish him, and give this child a future and a hope. Right now, the future and the hope of this child is not very good. In fact, it's a pretty devastatingly bleak situation, as you can see. This here, sad to say, is a real picture of what's happening in this nation right now. There's so many children that are sick, so many children that are malnourished, so many children that are abandoned. Disease has taken a hold of them. Disease has taken their mom and dad. Because of poverty, because of all of these conditions, they're suffering. Please prayerfully consider partnering with us so that we can give hope and life to children just like Santosh.
Boy, I have a tough time watching little Santosh. To say I grew fond of him, it doesn't cover it. I loved him. Kathy Tricoli saw Santosh a few days later, a few weeks, and she watched him touch his picture of his father. He loved his papa, his father. His father had died, perhaps malnourished himself. And it really touched Kathy's heart. It broke her heart. And we lost Santosh. The little fella died. And Betty, you know that we basically dedicated the first life center there in India in his honor. And now then, by the grace of God and in the love of God, because of people like you, we're going to build a food factory to save thousands of little Santoshes, little boys and girls, and perhaps their dads and moms. It'll be a huge food factory. We're going to spend $2.4 million on it, tens of millions of meals. And what we're asking you to do is to give us an opportunity to help you and those you love with your health in an inspirational way, not burdensome, but lighten the load, and get Heaven and Health, get the DVD series, CD series, get the book by Don Colbert, that's part of the package, the teaching by Beth Moore, you'll hear Robert Morris, Dr. Colbert, Sheila Walsh, really teach you the things about health, about Heaven and Health. Right now, right here. And what we ask you to do, not buy the product, but help us build that factory and feed those children, beginning now. Did you know that if you will make a gift, and we'll send the DVDs, CDs, the book, all the material, if you'll make a gift of $120, you'll help us feed 5,000 kids. If you can make a gift of $1,200, which a lot of you will want to do that as the year ends or begins, if someone to make a really special gift, we can feed 50,000 kids. So some of you can do more than that. Well, a great way to end the year is make a great gift. Thank God that there's some benefit and credit for doing that. I pray to God that never changes. It shouldn't. But let us send you these tapes, the CDs, the DVDs. And if you make a gift of $1,200 or more, we're going to send you the beautiful glass sculpture. I love this little boy. I love children. The blessing. I don't know if he's reaching down to be blessed or reaching down to bless. Doesn't matter. He's a beautiful child. Reflects the light in whatever setting you put it in. Beautiful piece. And we'll send it to you if you'll help us, literally, give food to 50,000 children, and we'll send you the Heaven and Health series. Thank you for making that gift. Thank you for giving life. I'm excited about what God's going to do in India.
Hunger, malnutrition, starvation, all global concerns, especially for children and for the families who have to watch them needlessly suffer. With your support, LIFE will construct our first food factory in India, centrally located in one of the most impoverished regions where 4 out of 10 children are suffering from malnutrition. The factory will be able to produce an astounding 100 million meals in the first 10 years. It's a huge challenge with an additional $2.4 million needed to secure the land, build the factory, and purchase the equipment. With your gift of any amount to help establish the food factory and begin to save precious lives, we'll send you the Heaven and Health audio series, along with the booklet, Healing Promises. In this series, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris team up to help you discover God's promises for your health, wholeness, and divine healing. With your gift of $120 or more that will make it possible to produce 5,000 meals, you'll receive Heaven and Health on DVD and CD with the booklet, along with Dr. Don Colbert's book, 7 Pillars of Health, plus a bonus DVD from Beth Moore. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 or more that will enable LIFE to produce 50,000 meals, and you may request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. We must move forward immediately, so please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I really encourage you to go to the phone or go online, and you make the greatest gift you can to give life, to help us establish that wonderful food factory and save so many lives, and give us an opportunity of blessing your life with the Heaven and Health series and teaching. And I really would encourage you here the last day of the year, make a year-end gift. Ask for the beautiful glass sculpture, The Blessing, because you're going to be being a blessing, sharing the greatest blessing of all, life and love. And I pray you make a large gift. Father, I pray some people will step up and say, I'm going to do something really, really special, maybe even sacrificial, for your glory and your kingdom purpose. In Jesus' name, would you do it? Make a special gift. Give life. Betty and I say thank you from the bottom of our heart for being not only our friends, but friends to so many who really need a friend. Thank you so much.
I just move you out of your affliction and then you get to be all victorious. What about being victorious in the affliction?
Overcoming your afflictions tomorrow. LIFE Today is made possible by the supporters of LIFE Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of LIFE. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.